Imagine someone told you he knows what the end of time will look like, what your future will look like. How much would you pay for this information? It's so valuable. In this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu calls his children and grandchildren and says, "Let me tell you what the end of days will be like." And what does he tell them? He tells them a bracha, he gives them a blessing, their talents, their challenges, and they have to get to know themselves. This teaches us the future is in our hands. We can design it. We just need to understand our strengths, what we need to accomplish, and we can design what our family, community, and the whole world can look like. And the pasuk says, "Vayvarechem bayom hahu." Why does it specifically say on that day, "Bayom hahu"? Why doesn't it just say "Vayvarechem" and he blessed them? The answer is that the blessing itself was precisely that day, that they should understand what it means to appreciate the present on that day. Too often we get distracted on thinking of the future, what will be, rather than what we have. Cherish and treasure the blessings that we have today. People seem to care about speed in this generation. How quick is my data? How fast is my car? How quick do I repost or reply? Speed determines whether you're on top, but that comes with a risk. People end up talking too quickly and not thinking about what they're saying, just to be the first one to have something to say. And this is what Yaakov warns his children about. He says, sometimes slow down. Think about what you're going to do before you do it.